KD Country 94 weather.
With the kids back in school and schedules changing, don't you think it's time to change your workout routine? The NCK Wellness Center can help. Come and check out our free group exercise classes included with all memberships. Our instructors will help you stay motivated and have fun. We have yoga, Zumba, aqua, weights, and cycle classes. Something for everyone. Whether you work out in the morning, noon, or at night, we have a class for you. Stop by today and pick up a Group X schedule at the NCK Wellness Center in Beloit.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Highs around 93 this afternoon under clear skies, southerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 68 tonight, high of 89 tomorrow, mainly clear. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Friday and Saturday, and highs from the mid-90s to near 105. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 82.
Hustler Turf commercial mowers are built tough to work hard. Whether you need a fleet of mowers or are a one-man show, you don't have time for downtime. Hustler mowers are over-engineered, overbuilt, and tested well beyond what is required. With the most complete lineup in the industry, including exclusives like the 104-inch Super 104 and 88-inch stand-on and industrial-leading warranties, Hustler mowers are ready to handle whatever you throw at them. Build your fleet to be reliable and versatile with Hustler Turf. Find your next Hustler mower at Jewel Implement, 105 South Custer, Jewel, Kansas.
Check out the savings out the Tuesday at Cure's Thriftway in downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have blueberries for $1.99 a pint. It's not the Tuesday at Cure's Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
School days bring congestion. School buses are picking up their passengers. Kids are on their bikes hurrying to get to school before the bell rings. And hurried parents are trying to drop their kids off before they go to work. It's never more important for drivers to slow down and pay attention than when kids are present, especially before and after school. And of course, many schools in our area are going back to school here this week or the near future, or maybe already in session. From Kansas's seasoned travelers to students fresh out of driver's ed, all drivers need a few reminders now and then. Kansas Highway Patrol offers the following safety tips for your next safe, successful turn behind the wheel. Always buckle your seatbelt. If the car has a passenger side airbag, do not let children or small teens ride in the front passenger seat. They should be buckled up in the back seat. Never drive after drinking or taking drugs. Leave tricks and racing to professional drivers. Drive defensively and obey traffic laws and speed limits. Watch out for deer, aggressive drivers, pedestrians, and cyclists. Headlights make you more visible to others. Use them during dusk, night, dawn, inclement weather, and even daylight on long stretches of roadway. Be cautious about assuming what other drivers will do. For example, even if a car's turn signal is on, wait for the driver to commit to the turn before you pull out in front of him or her. Keep at least a 2-second distance away from the vehicle ahead of you. If your lane is obstructed, wait for oncoming traffic to clear before you pull around to avoid a head-on collision. Be extremely cautious passing on a 2-lane road. Learn what to do during severe weather. And looking away from the road for a few seconds can cause an accident, so avoid distractions. Pull over at a safe spot to talk on the phone, comb your hair, or put on makeup. Find a different CD. Let a bug out of the car or clean up a mess. If your friends will be distracting passengers, do not drive with them. A loud stereo can be distracting, make you drive faster than you should, and keep you from hearing a siren or horn. Turn it down to be on the safe side. To go somewhere new, get directions ahead of time and understand them before you go. Do not drive tired. Do not use cruise control late at night or when you are tired. If you fall asleep, the car will crash at that speed. Do not drive when you are angry or upset. Strong emotions can distract you or encourage foolish actions. Learn how to pump your own gas, jumpstart a car, and properly maintain your car, and how to check and to add oil and windshield washer fluid. And if you are ever stranded and have a cell phone, dial *47 for the nearest Highway Patrol dispatcher or the KTA, *KTA on the Kansas Turnpike for assistance. Have a job open to tell you about. Start a new career as an employee owner. Osborne Industries and Osborne is now hiring in all production areas, including molding and machine operators, finishing and assembly operators, maintenance, and more. Osborne Industries is 100% employee owned, providing a one-of-a-kind wealth-building opportunity for employee owners to earn company stock at no cost. Other fantastic benefits include new starting wages, six-week review and raise, single and family health insurance, attendance and profit-sharing bonus programs, and more. View complete job descriptions and apply online at osborne-ind.com/careers or apply in person at 120 North Industrial Avenue and join Osborne's growing group of employee owners. Osborne Industries is an equal opportunity employer. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th Independence and Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Beloit Elementary Family Fun Night, hosted by the Beloit Elementary School PTO, is this Friday night, August 18th, starting at 6:30 in the evening and ending by 8:30. Free meal, fun games, and prizes. Don't forget your towel at the end of the night, as there will be a visit from a fire truck. Cocker City Twinathon and Picnic is taking place here on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On Friday from 7 to 9, Twinathon and live music, golf cart, poker run. Saturday, a whole bunch of activities scheduled. We'll go through those in a little bit more detail the next couple of days. And it concludes with a golf tournament on Sunday at 9 a.m. There'll be live music Saturday night from 8:30 to 11:30 in the park, and the music will be provided there by Kill Creek Rising, all part of the Cocker City Picnic and Twinathon coming up this weekend in Cocker City. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com, and don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Deep left center field. Two-run game. Just like that.
A grand slam from Bobby Witt Jr., helping the Royals come back from a 7-0 deficit. Eventually, they would come back to tie it at 8 and force extra innings, but lose 10-8 to the Mariners. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports, and the K-State men's basketball team has traveled to Israel for a summer trip. And while they're on the road, they've gotten another commitment for their team for 2023-24. Talking about in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Well, high school fall sports practice is underway. Area teams getting prepped for the 2023 season. High school football season will begin on September 1st for the area. We're looking forward to bringing you the action on KD Country 94, Z96.3 The Lake, and the Beloit Trojan channel at ncksports.com. Our initial broadcast schedule has been released. Fans can find it on our Twitter and Facebook pages for KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Also visit ncksports.com for the latest in the Northern Plains League, North Central Activities Association, other area league schools, including Smith Center and Concordia. Well, as heard at the beginning of this sportscast, the Royals fought back from a 7-0 deficit to force extra innings, but lost 10-8 to the Mariners Tuesday night in Kansas City. Royals starter Jordan Lyles gave up four home runs, a double, and had a fielding error. Seattle scored seven runs in the fourth inning. Lyles was in line for the loss after exiting after the fifth inning, but the Royals offense got things going with an RBI single from Michael Garcia and a grand slam by Bobby Witt Jr. to get within 7-5 at the bottom of the fifth. Mariners added a run in the seventh to go up three, but the Royals loaded the bases in the ninth. Michael Massey drove in two to cut the lead to one. Salvador Perez singled in Witt to tie the game at eight, but Dyron Blanco was thrown out trying to get to third standing up, ending the chance at a walk-off win. The Mariners played a two in the 10th on a single by Ty France, and the Royals were unable to score in the bottom of the inning in the 10-8 loss. Royals manager Matt Quatero on the comeback in another roller coaster game.
These guys, they don't quit. There's some good arms, too, that they battled back against. You know, usually, you know, when we see it the other way, big innings have something, you know, there are a couple walks in there, tough at-bats, but just to chip away, you know, Bobby hit the grand slam, got us right back into it, and then it kind of settled down there a little bit, but the ninth inning was exciting.
Royals fell to 39-82, while the Mariners improved to 64-55. Game three of the four-game series is at Kauffman Stadium at 7:10 tonight. Finally, in sports, much like the KU men's basketball team did earlier this summer in Puerto Rico, the K-State men's basketball team getting some valuable experience. The Wildcats are currently on a trip to Israel. They played their first game in Tel Aviv Tuesday. K-State picked up a 94-87 win over the Israeli select team. Creighton transfer Arthur Kaluma led five players in double figures with 23 points. Cam Carter posted a double-double with 17 points and 10 rebounds. And North Texas transfer Tyler Perry also added 17 in the win. K-State now headed to the UAE, where they will play two more games in Abu Dhabi on Thursday and Friday. Also, while K-State is overseas, their recruiting has not stopped. Jerome Tang's program getting a commitment from Samford grad transfer Quiz Glover. Glover was initially headed to BYU, but reopened his recruitment a few weeks ago. He averaged 19 points, 4.5 assists as a junior at Samford, but his numbers fell back a bit his senior season, averaging 14.5 points and 2 assists. Prior to the last two seasons at Samford, Glover played his first two seasons at Florida as a teammate of former K-Stater Keontae Johnson. Glover has one season of eligibility remaining for the Wildcats. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Kitty Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.